2 Chronicles chapter 25. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign. 3279 AH, 763 BC, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, but not with a perfect heart. Now it came to pass, when the kingdom was established to him, that he killed his servants who had killed his father the king. But he did not kill their children, but did as it is written in the law in the book of Moses, where the Lord Jehovah commanded, saying, The fathers shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. Furthermore, Amaziah gathered Judah together, and made them captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, according to the houses of their fathers, throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them 300,000 choice men, able to go forth to war, who could handle spear and shield. He also hired 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. About 7,560 pounds, 3,429 kilograms. But there came a man of God to him, saying, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you. Because the Lord Jehovah is not with Israel, that is with all the children of Ephraim. But if you will go, do it, be strong for the battle, God shall make you fall before the enemy, because God has power to help, and to cast down. And Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall we do for the 100 talents? About 7,560 pounds, 3,429 kilograms. Which I have given to the army of Israel. And the man of God answered, The Lord Jehovah is able to give you much more than this. Then Amaziah separated them, so that, the army that had come to him out of Ephraim, he sent to return home. Therefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. And Amaziah strengthened himself, and led forth his people, and went to the Valley of Salt, and struck of the children of Seir 10,000. And the children of Judah carried away captive another 10,000 left alive, and brought them to the top of the rock, and cast them down from the top of the rock, that they all were broken in pieces. But the soldiers of the army which Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, fell upon the cities of Judah, from Samaria even to Bethhoron, and struck 3,000 of them, and took much spoil. Now it came to pass, after Amaziah had come from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the children of Seir, and set them up to be his gods, and bowed down himself before them, and burned incense to them. Therefore the anger of the Lord Jehovah was kindled against Amaziah, and he sent to him a prophet, who said to him, Why have you sought after the gods of the people, which could not deliver their own people out of your hand? And it came to pass, as he talked with him, that the king said to him, Have you been made a counsel of the king? Counsel me no more, why should you be stricken? Then the prophet counseled him no more but said, I know that God has determined to destroy you, because you have done this, and have not listened to my counsel. Then Amaziah king of Judah took advice, and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, Come, let us see one another face to face. And Joash king of Israel sent to Amaziah king of Judah, saying, The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, Give your daughter to my son to be his wife. And there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon, and trampled down the thistle. You say, Look, you have stricken the Edomites. And your heart lifted you up to boast. Stay now at home, why should you meddle to your hurt, that you should fall, even you, and Judah with you? But Amaziah would not listen. Because it came from God, that he might deliver them into the hand of their enemies, because they sought after the gods of Edom. So Joash the king of Israel went up. And they saw one another face to face, both he and Amaziah king of Judah, at Bethshemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was put to the worse before Israel, and every man fled to his tent. And Joash the king of Israel took Amaziah king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Bethshemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits, about 600 feet, 183 meters. And he took all the gold and the silver, and all the vessels that were found in the house temple of God with Abinadab, and the treasures of the king's house palace. The hostages also, and returned to Samaria. And Amaziah the son of Joash king of Judah lived after the death of Joash son of Jehoahaz king of Israel 15 years. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, look, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Now after the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord Jehovah, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem. And he fled to Lachish. But they sent to Lachish after him, and killed him there. And they brought him upon horses, and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah, 3319 AH, 723 BC.